Hello there. This is Ed McCarty. Welcome to Hoofing It Podcast with everything horses and livestock.
Hi, this is Jana Harrington Barkus with Hoofing It Podcast.
And this is Melissa Cowan.
Hey, Melissa. I'm super excited for the day. We have had some guests, just amazing guests already. And you have another.
Yes, we do.
So who do you have today?
So today I'm so excited. So I found this program through, again, Horses for Mental Health, the Seen Through Horses campaign.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I learned about them through that.
Oh my gosh.
I have learned about so many programs. And this place is, you're going to love these ladies. They have a really cool program. It's a big program. And you guys are located in Texas, I believe, too, right?
That's right.
Okay. Okay, so we have Justine Daniels and MG Tyndall. And MG, now you're the owner. Are you the co-owner of?
Well, I'm the president and CEO. We're a nonprofit, so no owner.
No owner. So this is Inspiration Ranch.
Where's the Inspiration Ranch at?
Go ahead and tell
me. We are located in Magnolia, Texas. So we're just about 25 miles north of Houston.
Oh, good spot.
Yeah, it is a good spot. I love Houston. We are going to learn all about your program. But before we do that, I would love for you guys, tell us how Inspiration Ranch came to fruition. How did this start?
Yeah, so our founders back in 2008, we started on a little small 15-acre plot over there. Actually, they were using even less of it back then. And she had a history with horses. So her mom had been abused as a child and kind of sought refuge at a farm down the road and really found some healing with horses. And so when she grew up and got married, she had horses, and she kind of provided some of that same safe space for some teens in her area who had similar backgrounds as she did. And so Darnell, who is our founder, also saw that growing up. And so she did the same as she got older. She was working mostly with teens at risk, kind of doing some mental health work with them. And somebody approached us early on and asked us if we would be interested in working with a little bit more clientele that had some cognitive and physical challenges. And we started doing that. And so because we were on a smaller property over there, we really couldn't, it was hard to maintain both programs. So we kind of pulled away from the mental health for a while. And then about 4.5, 5 years ago now, we moved to a larger property, this larger property in Magnolia, and we were able to put in a second arena and have a space where we could do mental health. And so we've really been able to focus on it since we got over to the Magnolia area.
And there's been a strong focus on mental health in the last few years.
So strong. And especially here in Texas, I think since the pandemic, we've really seen just a lot of need for it, especially with our youth, but with everybody. I think we've all got a little trauma from the pandemic still. And we've got a very low ratio of mental health providers to clients who need some support than what we see across even the rest of Texas. So even just in our area, it's very low, and even lower when you look across the United States at what the ratio should be. So we've got a high need for it out here.
And so you have this large property now, and did you have just one arena, or do you have two?
We have two arenas. So we run our therapeutic riding under one arena, and we do our mental health sometimes under the arena, sometimes just out in the paddocks and round pens in different areas.
And then what makes your program unique from other programs around your area?
Well, I think one, you know, we have a licensed professional. There's a lot of people that do the equine assisted learning, and so you don't have to have a therapist with that. And so one of the unique things is that we've got a therapist. I mean, we would say our environment, we have a beautiful property. We really are blessed with a gorgeous place to do it. And you kind of feel the peace when you drive on this property. And then I would say also our staff. I mean, we've got an amazing staff who are very qualified. And so we really are able to offer some unique perspectives.
Yeah. The only other thing I'd add on, I agree with all that. I'd add on top of that is we are 100% natural lifemanship. And I know that you guys had Bettina on not too long ago. So we are 100% committed to using natural lifemanship in our mental health program, whether that is for equine assisted learning or equine assisted psychotherapy, either way. And that, so that is all we do with our, with that herd. We have two separate herds of horses. So we've got our mental health herd and then our therapeutic riding herd. So that's also something unique about us, that we're, our horses that work in the mental health side, they get, that's the work they do every day. They're not going back and forth. And again, 100% natural lifemanship. So
and yeah, that's a big one right there.
And can you explain to our listeners more about what each group of horses do, even though you just said, you know, what their job is? Kind of explain to our listeners.
Yeah. So therapeutic riding, that program is for anyone with a diagnosed disability learning how to ride horses. So our instructors are certified specially to teach people with disabilities how to ride horses. And our mental health side, we are doing everything on the ground, meaning that there is no riding. We are working on relationship building, and everything revolves around connection, consent, learning how to communicate with our horses, and our, and you know, the horses are equal beings on the therapy team, on the mental health side. So it's, we love it, because what's different about what would maybe be considered alternative therapy, equine therapy, when we're talking about mental health, is it's experiential learning. So instead of just talk therapy in an office, where you're learning things, you know, through conversation and education, which is good, and we do that as well, we also go out and we practice what we're learning. And so that's really what helps to form the new habits and pathways in the brain, is to experience the things that we're learning. And that's what we facilitate doing out with the horses.
That's amazing too. Yeah, I just, great. Yeah, I love that whole thing. How many horses do you have in each group?
So on the therapeutic riding side, we've got about 16 right now, I'd say. And then on the mental health side, we have 8. And you know, another blessing about having this property and being able to have so many horses on the property is the majority of the mental health horses are retired therapeutic riding horses.
Mm-hmm. So fantastic. It's really, they've been in a program.
So we get to transition them over to something else once they've, you know, put their time in, and we get to keep them on the property because of course we love them. And so it's a really, really cool thing that we're able to provide that for our horses.
Yes. I wish I could do that. Yeah. I love that. I love that thought. You know, you guys, do you have any problem whatsoever with your horses wanting to go work with you with the equine assisted learning?
No, I wouldn't, you know, call it problem. I, you know, definitely different days offer different things, you know, and just like people, I always like to equate it just like people, you know, there are certain days I feel more like connecting with others than other days. And I noticed that with the horses. You know, it just depends on where they're at that day. But what I will say, wherever they're at always provides a learning opportunity. And so it's just being able to go out there with an open mind and see, you know, where everybody's at and what the day is bringing for us and how we're going to use that to learn and grow.
And since you're using the natural lifemanship, so you keep everything natural so the horses are running free. I'm just trying to describe this a little bit for our viewer or our audience. Yes. So they get to be in their natural environment. No, they're not tied up with halters, correct?
That is correct. No, that's not to say we never use a halter with our horses out there, but we've done a lot of work with our horses that they have grown comfortable with halters, and they consent to putting halters on. And those are things that we can work through. We can show our clients how to do as well. We don't tie our horses up or use halters in sessions typically, but if a client and a horse are working their way up in their relationship and their connection, and they're starting to ask for bigger, more things, certainly learning how to ask your horse if he'd like to come over and put his halter on speaks to the level of connection that horse has with that client.
Yes. A lot of people don't understand that that does happen with your riding program. So you have over 100 riders come in per week. That's what we talked about that earlier, but kind of tell us about how many clients you have in each program.
So we've got about 122 riders in our therapeutic riding program. Okay. And that varies. We have probably our highest population is autism. We see a lot of kids with Down syndrome and cerebral palsy. We also, mostly. And then we work with them. They ride every week. And then the mental health program, it varies. So any given time, we're seeing a different amount of clients. That one's a hard one to predict because you don't know how long they're going to stay, how long they'll be in the program. You know, we have some clients that have been in the program for over a year and some that are just getting started.
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah, that's what I was going to ask is how long do you have a set time for sessions, or do you, just see what that person needs and
mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We like you would do therapy in an office. It's the same, it's the same. Some of us need more than others. Me, for one.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Because then the person wouldn't feel cut off.
Hey, Melissa, let's take a quick break.
Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast is sponsored by
Better Equine, the manufacturer of BE saddle pads.
Bee Tree, pure and natural skin and body care products.
LE Quarter Horses and Cattle Company offers tune-ups, riding lessons, colt starting, cattle doctoring, day work.
And Living Life Ranch, located in Gardner, Kansas. Now we're back.
Volunteers, do they just hear about you, or do you advertise for volunteers? How does volunteers find,
mostly word of mouth. Like, we'll have volunteers that are out here and they'll tell somebody about it and come out here. But we do a little bit of, we do a lot of stuff in the community where, we're out at chamber events or other fundraisers and things like that, that, we pass out information and need for volunteers.
Do you also work with some people we've talked with are starting to work with the sheriff's departments and different areas in the community on to your help yet?
We haven't worked with them as far as our programs. We do have a relationship with the Houston Mounted Patrol here and have given them some horses and received some horses from them in the past.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, that's great partnership there. Mm-hmm. That's great. So for the volunteers, how many do you have? I wanted to ask you, how many volunteers does it take to run your ranch right now?
We just hit over 200 active volunteers, and that's just with our programs. Then, of course, our board of directors, and we have event volunteers. So that's probably another 30 or 40 volunteers right there.
Okay. So do you have group meetings? Mm-hmm. How do you handle all of this?
It's huge.
Yeah. So when a volunteer comes in, we, because of the population that we deal with, we do background checks and an application onboarding that we do. And then they go through a training. You don't have to have horse experience. So we put you through a training to learn how to sidewalk alongside of a rider. And then if you want to later down the line, learn how to horse lead or be a groomer or one of our feeders, there's trainings for that too. So we have all kinds of trainings that we can do to get people comfortable with the horses and to help them be successful at what they're doing as well.
Yeah. And volunteer work is, so rewarding and helpful mentally for them.
It is.
So
it is. I think we all get involved with stuff thinking we're going to go out and help somebody, and it ends up helping ourselves, doesn't it?
Yes.
I think we hear those stories all the time about people, you know, saying, I just needed something to get me out of the house and, you know, got here and I just feel like I feel better. My mental health is better. Even just being out here with the horses, even if you're not in a mental health program, just being alongside of a horse will make you feel better.
And do you each year have like open house type things that people can come and visit what you're doing?
Yeah. Yeah, we do. We do a lot of tours that we just do for the entire program. And then Justine and her team will do tours like for the school counselors and things like that, yeah. Other therapists.
Like therapist office, yeah. So they'll think of us for referrals. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're willing to connect pretty much with anybody in the community to partner with and bring them out here and show them what we do. And
fantastic.
Yeah, it is. It's great.
Yeah, that sounds great. How's your weather been down there?
Hot.
Here too.
It's so hot.
We've been experiencing here in Kansas over 100 degree weather. It was a little stressful on the animals and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. It has been very stressful, and we've had 40 days with no rain. I think we got about 2 minutes worth of rain the other day. In the area, and it's been really hot and dry, so everything's crunchy down here.
Oh no, yeah, I can imagine. And the horses' feet get hard too, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, do you have a covered pen then, open-sided?
We do. We've got two covered arenas, and then we have three large round pens that are built in, you know, into the ground, and just several. We have like a little riding area for our therapeutic riding that we call Tiny Town. It's kind of up a hill, and it's got a lot of building fronts to it. So, you know, like it might have a general store that you ride to and weigh your groceries, and a post office where you go mail a letter, and a car wash you ride through.
Oh,
and different
my gosh,
things.
That
is really
exciting.
Cute.
Yeah.
Are you wanting to go?
Yeah, I do.
You want to go to the
store.
Town?
I want to go shop. No, that would be fun.
How fun for the kids. Yeah, oh, yeah. My goodness.
I know it is.
That's probably it's their favorite thing.
They love it. I love it. You can come ride your horse through the car. I guess we should call it a horse wash, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How fun. That sounds so fun. Yeah. I'd like to see
you guys
that.
You guys are doing a lot of great things down there. We're so excited to get to hear all of this. And
it sounds like anybody's welcome from any age group. You have no limitations, do you?
Well, a little bit we do. So for therapeutic riding, the youngest age we take is 4 years old.
Okay.
Volunteer wise, we say 15.
Okay.
And then in the mental health program, actually a little bit older, the youngest we do is around 12 years old. And sometimes make adjustments for that, or for family therapy, we'll do a little bit younger.
Mm-hmm.
But right now for mental health, that's around the age that we start at.
You know, that's 12's middle school age, and that's one of the toughest years, I think, in kids' lives.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of changes school. And growing up and things going on. That's great that you take so many.
Yeah.
Go ahead and tell us how people can reach out to you for like helping you with donations, because it sounds like you're running off of donations, right? So
absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And donations and volunteers, not with our mental health program, but certainly volunteers for our other programs and a lot of other things that we do. But our best place to get a hold of us is on our website, which is inspirationranch.org. And there's, you know, pages for our programs on there. There's pages for volunteering and a page for donations and events that we're holding as well. And so that's probably the easiest way to find out what's going on.
Great.
And then can they find you on Facebook? And I know a lot of people are on social media.
We're on Instagram and Facebook both too. And I think they're both under Inspiration Ranch. Something like that. If you do a search, you'll find us, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's such a hard age. It's such an adjustment. And I know my daughter, when she turned that age, I think for a year she didn't speak to us. So there's a lot going on at that age.
There is. Yes, I know what you're saying. One of the things I was going to say earlier too, is I've tried to sell my volunteers on poop scoop therapy.
Well, see, I have that in our employee handbook at our gym.
I think that's a great idea. Put it in there.
Yes, we do have health benefits.
It does. Well, it all started from people coming to help me scoop poop. Yeah. And they were like, you know, this is not so bad. I said, I know. It's like, I can't give it up myself. I need it. I just enjoyed you guys. Jana and I are so thankful that you agreed to call in and talk to us today. It's just been a pleasure to get to know you, and we look forward to hearing from you again sometime. If you have some big events that come up, please let us know. We'll help you get the advertisement out for it.
Yeah, we've got our gala coming up on in just a couple of weeks on September 16th, right in the Woodlands. So we're excited about that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That'll be fun. Now, what is the gala? Just kind of give us a quick rundown of what
it's our largest annual fundraiser. And so we will have probably close to 550 to 600 people that we will get in a room. We have a good time. So it's not formal, no tuxes, no long dresses allowed, boots and hats encouraged. And we're going to feed you dinner, have a big silent auction. We have a general store and a wine pool, and we've always got a couple of surprises we do. And then we share some stories from some of our clients that night and raise a lot of money, hopefully. So
yeah, that sounds like a fun time for everybody.
It is a fun night.
To know more people. Mm-hmm.
September 16th.
Okay. September 16th. And all your information on your website's the best place
front
to go.
Front page of our website. It's right there.
Fantastic. Okay, great. Well, thank you, ladies, so much.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Subscribe with us to follow our podcast, and please provide a review. We appreciate your positive feedback, which enables us to provide our free podcast to you. You can find links to their website at ehalnews.com.
Music provided by Ed Mahan. Copyrights by Everything Horses and Livestock.